William Morrow and Harper Audio present The In-Between Bookstore, a novel by Edward Underhill, performed by Sean Dasani. To Laura, for everything. Chapter 1. August 12th. The Lower East Side of Manhattan is not the sort of place where bars are guaranteed to have signs. If you can't find a bar without a sign, or occasionally any obvious entrance, chances are you aren't cool enough to be in that bar to begin with. You should probably go back to Midtown with the rest of the tourists. I've lived in New York City for 12 years, but I'm still not cool enough to find the incognito bars. Maybe part of the problem is that the only time I go out is with my friends, and Olivia is always the one deciding where we go. I wouldn't have put it past Olivia to throw her birthday bash in a bar with no sign, which is why I'm relieved when I spot the neon letters in a window slightly below street level, spelling out, "Speakeasy." Olivia insists on finding a new-to-us establishment for her birthday party every year, solely because Ian made some offhand remark 5 years ago about how eventually we'd all get old and settled and start going to the same places over and over and over again, and Olivia can't back down from a challenge. Ever. Especially not on the night she turns 30, which, I'm pretty sure, is what Ian from 5 years ago would have defined as old. Back when he made that remark, we all laughed. Why would you ever go to the same place over and over when you've got all of New York City right outside your door? But here I am, about to turn 30 myself, and honestly, I'd take old and settled. Part of me would really rather be sitting on my bed watching a baking show on my laptop right now. Although, maybe that's because today was shit. Maybe if today hadn't been shit, I could summon a little more enthusiasm for Speakeasy. I really need to stop dawdling on the sidewalk. Deep breath. Run a hand through my short but stubbornly wavy hair, which is probably waving in all the wrong directions thanks to the sauna that is Manhattan in August. Push my glasses up on my nose, because I'm sweaty and sticky and they've been sliding down ever since I left the RoadNet office. For the last time. I hoist my heavier-than-usual messenger bag up on my shoulder and head into the bar. The air conditioner above the door is on full blast, and it sends a welcome shiver down my back, for all of 5 seconds until I'm out of its range and into the crowd. It's almost 6:30 on a Friday. Happy hour is in full swing, and everyone in the city is desperate for AC. The whole bar is a cacophony of talking and laughing and slightly distorted but lively jazz music filtering over the speakers. Speakeasy is clearly leaning hard into the Prohibition vibe. The fringed chandeliers are dimmed. The walls are panels of deep mahogany wood and red velvet, and the bartenders are all wearing waistcoats. The patrons, by and large, are not, but there are a lot of black jeans, tattoos, and piercings that perfectly toe the line between cool and classy. Questionable, but undeniably hip facial hair. More than one guy unironically wearing suspenders. It's peak Lower East Side. Half these people probably went to art school or at least want to dress like they did. I am definitely not cool enough for this bar. I might have multiple degrees in literature no one cares about, but I don't have a single tattoo. The holes in my ears closed up about 10 years ago, and I'm wearing a light pink polo shirt. Darby!
Sample complete. Ready to continue?